Dozens of middle school students gathered in Essex, New York recently for a science, technology, engineering, and math workshop. The students were guided in building robots by instructors and cadets from the Military Academy at West Point. The College for Every Student Center in Essex is filled with the sounds of 7th and 8th graders from 6 schools working.
Right here. But then it isn't up high enough over there.
Elizabeth Town Lewis Central School student Abigail Lindsay is with Crown Point Central School student Christopher Johnson, following a guide to put together a motorized robot.
It's just getting a little bit more complicated than it was at first.
Yeah.
I think it goes like that. Let's look at the next page and see if it looks right.
U.S. Military Academy senior Nicholas Green is roaming the room helping students.
This is a STEM workshop, science, technology, engineering, and math. And it's a way for West Point to get kids more involved in science, engineering, technology, and math. So essentially it's a robot made out of Legos, and then we have motors, and then we'll give them what we call a brain later. That's what they're going to program to control on these mats. This is actually an easy way for them to get thinking about, you know, how can I build this? How can I engineer this? And then you get the technology part of actually programming and actually working with that software. But then also you get the science. They've got to do experiments and be able to get it to track on this mat here.
The 40 middle school students spend the morning working in teams to build robots, led by U.S. Military Academy at West Point Department of Mathematical Sciences, Assistant Professor Dr. Kendall Williams. He explains that working with the robots gives the students all the components of STEM.
Of course, they get the hands-on actually engineering portion in their build in the morning. Technology, of course, encompasses all of it. The mathematics and the science come in more so in the afternoon and in the programming to actually get them to figure out what do I want my robot to do and what math can I use to figure out what program I should write to have it do those particular things. So we try to cover a component of every little bit of STEM if we possibly can.
Once all the students have built their robots, the cadets distribute laptops, and Dr. Williams prepares them to program the brain.
Now everybody's screen looks like mine. Notice some information now has popped up at the bottom of your screen.
Among the things Williams must teach the students is how to calculate the distance they will want their robots to go, and then how to make the mobile robots turn.
How far the robot will go in one rotation of the wheel, you are going to need to know that. In one rotation of the wheel, the robot goes about 7 inches. If I wanted to go 35 inches, how many rotations should I put in?
Once assured the kids understand how to program and download the information to their bot, the testing begins on 4 mats laid out on the floor. By measuring, calculating, testing, and reprogramming, the teams eventually perfected, they hoped, a transit around a square root marked on the mat.
So if that was 32 inches and we had 4.5 on it, then the next one that is 32 inches, it's 3/4 the same thing.
Crown Point Central School 7th grade science teacher Crystal Farrell excitedly watches the students' progress through the day.
There is a multi-level excitement here. They're not only engaged visually, they're engaged with hands-on activities, and all of their senses are working. So they have this idea that, okay, science, technology, engineering, and math, they gave them something that they can actually hold on to and put all of those different practices to use. So then they can think, hey, it doesn't mean just doing math with paper and pencil. This means using specific criteria to make something happen. And that's just eye-opening for them.
The students had an hour to complete their testing and programming before a competition to determine whose robot most accurately ran the course.
Accuracy. Remember the whole run, not just where it starts and stops, the entire run.
Are you set? Ready? Go!
Oh.
All right, round of applause for our four groups. Good job.
Dr. Williams notes that West Point conducts robotic STEM workshops for middle schools across the country, in part to broaden the perception about the military academy.
You have math, you have science, you have English, you have history, you have all of these different things. Although it is one of the oldest and one of the most respected engineering institutions in the country, it's not broadly known. So that's why we go out and we do this.
CFES will hold a STEM week in April with participating schools. West Point holds an annual 3-day middle school STEM workshop at the Military Academy. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.